Mishnah Yomis 4, Sunday, the 29th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Kiddushin Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin. We learned in the previous Mishnah about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who holds that if a child, a daughter is born, and her father was a ger, and her mother was a Bas Yisrael, was born Jewish, she cannot be married to a kohen. If the mother was a Gioris and the father was born Jewish, then yes. We're going to see now differing opinions from that in Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenoso Gioris. If a Yisrael married a convert, bito ksher lekuna, his daughter is kosher for kuna. The father was a Yisrael. There was one parent that was born Jewish. Now, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. But here comes the argument. V'ger shenosa bas Yisrael. But if the father was a convert, was a ger, and he married someone who was born Jewish, then bitoy kasher lekahuna, then his daughter is also fit for kahuna. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov learns this from when it says in Yechezkel, in the book of Yechezkel, ki im besulois mizera bas Yisrael, that they can only, Kohenim can only marry Basula from the Zera of Beis Israel, from the seed of the house of Israel. Rabbi Eliezer says that word Mizera means even Mitzah Zera, even part of the Zera, as long as you know that there's some Jewish blood or born Jewish blood in that child, that's fine. Whether it's the father who was born Jewish or the mother who was born Jewish, the daughter will be kosher for Kuna. Aval Ger Shenosa Giyoras. But when the male convert marries a female convert, so there was no Jewish blood or born Jewish in that family, then bito pesula lakona, then the daughter will be unfit to marry a kohen because it's not mizera beis Yisrael. There is no zera of the beis Yisrael of someone born Jewish. Echad ger ve'echad avodim meshuchrarim, whether it's someone who became Jewish, who was previously just an ordinary person who was not Jewish, or whether he was an eved kanani upon becoming Jewish becomes Jewish. Afilu ad asara daris, even if it's 10 generations back, their daughters will be psulois, will be unfit to marry a kohen, ad shetehi imo Yisrael, unless the mother was from Yisrael. That means the mother of the son of the ger or the mother of the son of the meshuchrar will be Yisrael, will be from Jewish. Now, when you say the mother, it means even if the mother alone is from Yisrael, if the father is from Yisrael, because even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when the daughter comes from a Jewish father, born Jewish, that is, that she's kosher lekohana. And now comes the third opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af ger shenoso giyoras bitok sher lekohana. He says that even if the father was a ger and the mother was a giyoras, the daughter will be kosher for kohuna. You don't need to have the Jewish someone born Jewish as a parent for the daughter to be kosher for kohuna. Because Rabbi Yossi learns that when it says mizera beis Yisrael, he learns it means that they were sowed, the seed was sown whilst Jewish. As long as the hayrosa b'kedusha, as long as the conception was done when the parents were already Jewish, that's good enough. And their daughter can marry a kohen. What's the halacha? The halacha is the Gemara says that when a kohen wants to come and consult Beis Din, shall I marry this girl? Beis Din will lechatchila tell him, look, don't marry someone who a girl whose both parents were gay. Lechatchila, we wouldn't do it. Like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's opinion, but b'di'evet, if it happened that he did marry her, then we would not tell him to divorce. We would not tell him to divorce the girl because the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the children are kosher even if both parents are gerim, even to be a ken gadol. Children are kosher. That is why, because hayrosa v'haylosa v'leidosa v'kedusha. As long as the conception and the birth was in the state of kedusha, that means that parents were Jewish at the time of conception. Then it'll be all right. Mishnah Ches. Ha'imer b'nize mamzer. Person who says, "This is my son," yes, but he says it's a mamzer. The child is a mamzer. He was born from a woman that was prohibited to me as an aroyos. means it was Chayv Koras, Chas V'Shalom. Eina Neman is not believed. Why is not believed? Because we say that a man is Korov Eitzel Benoi, a man is a relative to his son. The relatives can't give Eidus, can't give testimony. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn the reason is because, the Miri learns, because by saying that this son of mine is a mamzer, he's admitting that he lived with a woman that was a, if it prohibited him, as an arois, and that would mean that he's a Rasha. We don't believe a person to call himself a Rasha. Ein odem esim atzma Rasha, as we say. Vafilu shneihem, and even if both the husband and the wife, Omrim, are saying, al ha'uber shebimei eha, that the fetus that she's carrying, is mamzer or is a mamzer, in other words, that a person is, he is saying that his wife, and his wife is saying this as well, that she conceived and became pregnant with this baby that's in her, not from her husband, but from another man. That would immediately, if that was true, that would make the child a mamzer. And even though a woman knows from whom she's pregnant, and even though they're testifying about the uber, they're testifying about an unborn child and a fetus which has no chazaka. Normally you could say, all right, so a person has a chazkas kashrus, has a status of being kosher, to break that status, maybe we don't believe. But here the child's not born yet. The uber has no chazkas kashrus. Nevertheless, einam nemonim. They're not believed for the same reason, because by saying and that the child in me is a mamzer, that means she's making herself self-incriminating, she's making herself a rasha, because that would imply that she's lived with another man and is an eshes ish. It's a very, very serious offense, and it's a chayv koras for such a thing. And all the other reason that we mentioned, because they're krovim, their relatives, and relative can't give her an edus about their own child. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nemonim, Rabbi Yehuda says they believe. Both in the Reisha and the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that a father is believed to say that this son of mine is a mamzer. And he and his wife are also believed to say that the child that his wife is carrying in the womb is a mamzer as well. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? He holds that it says when it comes to the mitzvah of giving a bechor, a davened portion, it says, ki asabchor ben asno yakir, losses lushnaim, that the firstborn, the son of the hated woman, he shall recognize to give him a double portion. Yakir, he learns, yakir means not just he shall declare, but he shall recognize it to other people. For Rabbi Yehuda therefore learns from here that a man is believed to say, my son is a bechor. That means even when Beis Din have no idea, they don't recognize him. A father is still believed to say, this son is a bechor of mine, to get a double portion. And just like he's believed to say that my son's a bechor, so he's also believed to say that he's a son of a grusha or chalutza, that his mother was a divorcee or chalutza, and he's also believed to say that a son of mine is a mamzer. What about the normal rule that a person cannot make himself a rasha? We don't believe a person is when he says that. Says Rabbi Yehuda will hold that this is an exception to the rule because of the word yakir. However, he's only believed to say this about his son if his son has not married and got children. Or because if the child has, if his son has children, then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees he's not believed and not trusted to say that the grandchildren are mamzerim. And therefore, to say that he's believed to say the son is a mamzer but the grandchildren are not doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't make sense that the son will be a mamzer and then his children will not be a mamzer. So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he's only believed when it's regarding his son only and it doesn't affect further generations.